Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Cale Krishlow of Knoxville Fire and EMS about the protocols they follow during a COVID-19 medical call.
We're talking about COVID-19 medical calls with Knoxville Fire and EMS. First of all, kind of to start off here, when you guys get a medical call that requires an ambulance, what's kind of the protocol you guys go through? Do you know going into the call that the person has COVID-19? What's kind of the situation there?
We usually know, our dispatch will usually let us know, hey, this is a COVID positive patient or this is suspected COVID. So they'll say universal precautions. We respond as normal, lights and sirens if need be. When we get on scene, we usually bring both crews with us. That way we have two people outside at the other ambulance just in case we get another call. Those other two people also help us don our PPE, such as our gowns, our PAPRs, which is a air purifying respirator, and as well as put on two sets of gloves. So we're fully gowned up, try and not contaminate ourselves as much as possible.
So you get to this location, obviously, like you said, you respond as normal. I guess how much longer does it take, once you know for sure that you got to put all this stuff on?
Usually when we find out, we're kind of thinking ahead of time. So when we get our dispatch information, we get there. Usually it takes us about a minute or so to get our regular clothes off as much as possible down to our new PPE put on. Usually takes about a minute or a minute and a half with the help of those other two guys. So it's pretty critical to have those other two guys there to help us as well.
And I guess in the grand scheme of things, what's 1 to 2 minutes, depending on the type of call that you're responding to, how big of a difference is that and does that end up being?
Depends on the severity of the call. Some people are just have symptoms, and they just want to go get checked out, whereas some people are fairly critical where we'll put that stuff on quick, we'll go inside, grab them, throw them in the ambulance, get to the hospital as quick as we can to where we can provide that better level of care for them.
When it comes to, cleaning up afterwards, you were around someone that was COVID-19 positive. Now you got all this stuff that, was exposed to that. What happens then?
So when we get to the hospital, well, first we have to have somebody drive us to the hospital. So the back of the ambulance is completely shut off from everything. So those two people that were there, they go in with the patient. They stay with the patient the whole time. One of the two people that were outside, they will drive the ambulance to the hospital. They'll stay completely away from us. We'll put the person they'll be on our cot, take them into the hospital. While we're in the hospital, that second crew has their N95s on. They're spraying and deconning the back of the ambulance out. And then when we come back out, they'll spray us down, our gowns, our PAPRs, and all that stuff. That's all reusable, minus the gloves. We get all that stuff sprayed, wiped down, throw it in the back of the ambulance. We won't put the ambulance together until we get back to the station where we can blue light it or UV light it. And that's supposed to kill the rest of that. And then once it's blue lighted, we can go in there, put the truck back together, and be back in service.
So I guess that brings up another interesting point. Once you get all that stuff blue lighted, how long do you have to wait, until you're able to do another call that involves COVID?
So for a while, when this first started, we were doing roughly an hour with the blue light, and now it's down to about 20 minutes or so. That kind of is their new guideline as to what kills the coronavirus if it's on any surfaces.
Okay. And I guess how often would you say do you get calls that involve a COVID positive person?
It just, like everything else, it comes and goes in waves. Sometimes we'll have 4 or 5 of them per shift, and sometimes we won't have any per shift. It's hard to tell, It depends on if the nursing homes are full and busy and have lots of COVID possible people there. Just kind of depends on the day, to be honest with you.
Is there anything else that you want to make sure our listeners know as far as this topic is concerned?
Just be safe and do your part. That's all I can tell you.
Thanks to Cale Krishlow of Knoxville Fire and EMS for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.